Hyperventilation. In addition to being a factor that regulates respiration, carbon dioxide is also a local factor which regulates vasoconstriction in various tissues. For example, high levels of carbon dioxide in the brain induce vasodilation to increase the blood flow so that the carbon dioxide can be removed. A person with anxiety attacks or who knowingly is hyperventilating is blowing carbon dioxide out of the lungs. Oxygen is not affected as the blood gas is still 100% saturated. When carbon dioxide is blown out of the lungs, carbon dioxide is removed from the blood because the diffusion from the blood into the alveoli will increase if the level in the alveoli decreases during hyperventilation. When carbon dioxide levels in the blood decrease, pH increases. The consequence of this may be that carbon dioxide as a stimulus for vasodilation disappears and the blood vessels vasoconstrict. Thus, the blood flow to the brain decreases. In addition, with decreasing carbon dioxide in the blood, the strongest stimulus to maintain respiration also disappears. Thus, the brain does not detect the need to increase the respiratory rate. This can lead to dizziness and fainting. Therefore, a person who is involuntarily hyperventilating should be encouraged to breathe into a paper bag, because carbon dioxide is then returning to the lungs instead of being blown out. Thus, vasodilation in the brain is sustained, and so is the stimulus for respiration. This therefore reduces the risk of fainting.